Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Another vote in another show.
Opening night. It's opening night.
Another opening of another show.
I'm telling you, it all ties together here somehow. We spend hours in rehearsal on the show every morning to make this as flawless as it is. As we welcome you into our Week in Theater segment, what's going on stage in Chicago? And today we focus in on the new show that has just opened in the yard at Chicago Shakespeare Theater on Navy Pier, Short Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. That officially opened yesterday. And joining us in studio, we have Christiana Clark and Adam Wesley Brown, a couple of the actors from the production who are joining us here today. Nice to have you both here with us today.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Because where else would you be on a Sunday morning, really?
Is there any place else to be?
Nowhere.
If there's snow, if it's cold outside, who wouldn't want to leave their warm apartments and...
To spend time with you, Dean?
To spend time with Uncle Dean here on a Sunday morning.
Come on.
Exactly right.
Revisit Borat?
And get,
that was impressive.
And get a little Borat education.
Your ear is very impressive.
That's a good
like
one.
How you tied that together.
That is very polite of you to put it that way. I love Chicago Shakespeare Theater. Mm-hmm. It's one of the number one, just one of the most beautiful places you can go, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the work that they have done there forever has been fantastic. And the attention that they play, particularly to young people and kids, is really, really impressive of making Shakespeare more accessible to them. And the Short Shakespeare series that's been done now for quite a long time really is a great example of that, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, over this, four weeks, we will have around 40,000 Chicago area students get a chance to witness Shakespeare's words and characters come alive in a production that our director Jess McLeod and our amazing cast have constructed for them. It's a 75-minute version, so just being quick and accessible brings them in. And also knowing that right now we're competing with all sorts of entertainment for you know high schoolers and students.
Right.
That you know it asks us to up our game with investing in right now and what matters and what really will speak to them.
Yeah, and I think what's really impressive about this, you say that there's a lot of competition for the attention of
yes.
young people. Most of it is electronic and digital and in their palm of their hands, on their phones, instant gratification mm-hmm. from them. So to be able to interact with them one-to-one, eyeball to eyeball, is really impressive.
Well, it's such a different experience to watching a YouTube video on your phone as opposed to seeing a cast of 13, 14 people in a room with you telling a story and the opportunity to connect with these kids on a daily basis in the room with them and grabbing their attention is it's electrifying. And then after our run at the Yard in Chicago Shakespeare, we'll go on a tour of some of the high schools in the Chicagoland area. And then this summer, we'll come back and do the Shakespeare in the Parks tour. So we'll take the show around to the parks of the city and get to expose a number of other Chicago areas to the show as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. I know, in addition to the performance that you do, Saturday, two shows, right? Every Saturday through
yes.
March 10th.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
11 and 2.
Yeah, at the Shakespeare Theater itself, you are performing for kids throughout the week as well, right?
Yes, so through the week are our student-only matinees, and that's also really exciting because it's just them. And we encourage them from the top to take in the story and react and enjoy it and let us know what they love and don't love with their reactions in the theater, because for many of them, it's their first time being mm-hmm. in a formal theater space. And that is Tuesdays through Fridays, and then on Saturdays, our two performances are public performances. And what what's really awesome is that our ticket prices for anyone under 18, I think, are $22 and only $34 for adults. So it's actually a really accessible ticket for anyone to come and take in this story.
In Chicago, Shakespeare's new theater that they just built. It's gorgeous. It's one of the most amazing spaces in the city.
What a treat for these kids to... Just to go to Navy Pier would be a fun field trip, number one.
Right.
But to experience this theater, number two, is something that they'll never forget. I say that all the time when I see groups of kids going to different theaters. And I can only imagine how excited they must be.
Oh, absolutely.
Coming downtown and going to and look at, oh my gosh, look at that stage and seeing, you know, like just the mechanics even before the show starts.
Mm-hmm. I remember my very first time seeing a theater, a piece of theater in Kentucky where I'm from. I was 9 at the time, and it was a production of Midsummer Night's Dream. It has stuck with me all of my life, and probably one of the reasons I'm still doing theater today is because of that experience.
Yeah.
And to think that we're on the other end of that, you know, hopefully giving some of these kids that experience.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I grew up here, and my first play was first grade, a field trip out to the Drury Lane Theater, and there was a performance of Rumpelstiltskin that I very vividly still remember. And I remember near the end when the gal's trying to guess the name, and she can't, and she's going, Thomas, Jonathan, whatever. And us, children, like, standing on our chairs, screaming, Rumpelstiltskin, and shouting. And that being such a very physical and visceral experience.
Great.
And so now
great.
Here I am back home.
How about that?
Offering this.
I think my first was when my parents took me to see Death of a Salesman. No, I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, they set you up. They're like, this is life.
Yeah, let's mess him up. Let's see how much we can mess him up. Put him in how soon we can put him in therapy. No, you know what? It was Oliver. Seriously, it was over at whatever... I think it was called the Schubert Theater then on Monroe Street.
Yes.
And it was Oliver, and I was my mind blew up. I couldn't believe everything that I saw on the stage. It was amazing. That's why I love when I see people bringing their kids to the theater, because it stimulates their imaginations in a way that YouTube or a video game or any of the digital or electronic means that they're entertaining themselves with now. Stimulates them in a completely different way.
Yeah, listen, people will lament that theater is a dying art, but you get in the room with us on our days with the kids, and you have 650 middle and high school students there who are listening to 400-plus-year-old language and are with it every syllable and every breath and every change and every movement on stage. They're with us, and it is so gratifying, and it's so validating that, you know, we're still doing something that's so important, and there's something so different being in a room and telling the story and having that kind of connection with these kids.
Yeah. And I think that's what's so important about something like Short Shakes, is because it's passing on this love of theater to the next generations that will be sustaining this. And if nothing else, it offers students an opportunity to experience something outside of what's been their day-to-day life. One of the main themes in William Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream is encountering different types of people and how they impact your world. And by bringing this to students, I was one of those students growing up on the South Side, had no money to go to theater. It was because of a field trip that I got a chance to do that, but then opened up and was touched and moved and experienced this with people that didn't look like me and didn't come from where I came from, but yet we were all laughing at the same things and, you know, feeling sad in our hearts for the same things because these human stories carry through.
Yeah, that's why it's so important. That's why it's so important. So, you're taking Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. It's compressed to 75 minutes. How do you make the adjustments in it? I mean, is the language still the same? Is it the same Shakespearean kind of verse that, you know, we all...
Absolutely. It's all still Shakespeare's words. Shakespeare had the ability to talk at length, right, about a certain theme. So there's a lot of beautiful poetry that continues and continues on. And Jess McLeod, our director, looked to get to just the heart and the meat of what was going on and to still maintain the story. And I've done two other Midsummers. You've done
five or six.
Yeah. And we had our first read through of this 75-minute version, and we all sat back and went, well, that's all you
it's
need.
Like it's like the greatest hits almost of the play. And you get, we get the story. We have the exciting chases through the woods, the fairies, the court, the rude mechanicals trying to put on a play for the wedding of the Duke and the Duchess, and it's comedy, and it's fast, and you know it really brings it to that kind of visceral. There's no walking in the show. We are running from the start of it to the end of it. We are literally and figuratively running full tilt at the end of the play.
Yeah, we'll get a little sample of it in a second. We'll take a quick break and come back with Christiana Clark, who is Titiana in the show, and Adam Wesley Brown, who is Bottom. We'll give you a little sample of short Shakespeare, A Midsummer Night's Dream, that's currently in the yard at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. ChicagoShakes.com for more info, or 312-595-5600.
Join Lou Manfredini for a live broadcast of the Mr. Fix-It Show from the Old House New House Home Show and get free admission. Plus breakfast, too. Saturday, February 10th from 7 to 10 a.m. at Pheasant Run Resort. Sponsored by Lineman Chimney and Green Tea Services.
A lot of people don't know that I play this instrument and just love playing Shakespearean music from time to time. You know, just to relax.
The 14-string lute.
The 14-string lute. Thank you for recognizing. Very much appreciated that someone appreciates my artistry.
It's a lot of practice, man.
I don't want to brag.
From one artist to another.
Thank you.
Wow. That's
even more appreciated coming from one of my peers. It's like the Grammys. This really means something.
This is like the Grammys.
Coming from one of my peers. Adam Wesley Brown is Bottom in the short Shakespeare, A Midsummer Night's Dream. And Christiana Clark is Titania.
Yes, Titania.
In the production that's going on right now. And you're going to do a little scene for us?
Sure.
Yes.
Right now, something? What?
So this scene
what
takes place.
Mightith you have for us?
Oh, he forsooth. Said it in all of that.
Forsooth. Wordy. Now, can you do it in iambic pentameter? That's
Forsooth, I would. You had the time to. I got it.
And now on a 14-string.
Okay, now on a
14-string. Yeah.
And I admire your artistry now.
And a 5, 6, 7, 8.
We could go all day long.
I know.
The scene that we have is our two characters' first meeting.
Yes, so the mechanicals, my group of friends and I have gone out into the woods to rehearse a play for Theseus and Hippolyta's wedding day, and in the middle of it, Puck, the sprite Robin Goodfellow, has turned my head into a donkey's head to make fun of what we're doing, and at the same time...
In a moment of pettiness and childish revenge, Oberon, the king of the fairies, has doused Titania with a love juice from a flower that and has cast a spell that she should awake and fall in love with some hideous beast. Adam Wesley Brown happens to play.
Is the beast.
And heavy makeup is used to transform me into a hideous beast.
Is the beast. Okay, so are you guys ready?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take it away.
I see their knavery. This is to make an ass of me, to fright me, if they could. But I will not stir from this place. Do what they can. I will walk up and down here, and I will sing that they will see I'm not afraid. The woosel cock, so black of hue, with orange tawny bill. The throstle with his note so true, the wren with little quill.
What angel wakes me from my flowery bed?
It's the sparrow and the lark, the plain song cuckoo gray, whose note full many a man doth mark and dares not answer nay.
I pray thee, gentle mortal, sing again. Mine ear is much enamored of thy note, so is mine eye enthralled to thy shape, and thy fair virtues force perforce doth move me on the first view to say, to swear, I love thee.
Methinks, mistress, you should have little reason for that. And to speak truth, reason and love keep little company together nowadays, the more the pity that some honest neighbors will not make them friends.
Oh!
Nay, I can gleek upon occasion.
Thou
art as wise as thou art beautiful.
Not so, neither.
Oh.
If I had wit enough to get me out of this wood, I had enough to serve my own turn.
Out of this wood do not desire to go. Thou shalt remain here, whether thou wilt or no. I am a spirit of no common rate. The summer still doth tend upon my state, and I do love thee. Therefore go with me. I'll give thee fairies to attend on thee. And I will purge thy mortal grossness so that thou shalt like an airy spirit go.
Thou art great. I'm going to do the rest of the show in Shakespeare talk.
Yes. Forsooth.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to drop into the show one day.
Oh, that would be.
Yeah. I can make a call.
I would make a fantastic donkey. People have said that I'm an ass many times. So, over and over. So I might, that just could be a type.
The best characters come from, like, truth in the actors.
You know, exactly, yeah. Right. I play it that way.
How much of a stretch is it, really?
It's not really acting. Know. Short Shakespeare, A Midsummer Night's Dream is Saturdays. At 11 a.m. and 2 through March the 10th, in the yard at Chicago Shakespeare Theater. You want to get tickets, 312-595-5600 or chicagoshakes.com. Adam Wesley Brown and Christiana Clark, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Great. Loved that.
Also, shout out to Serena High School for calling in.
That's
thank right. you so much for coming to see the show.
They called in during the break and said how much they enjoyed it. So, yeah, thanks for calling in today. We appreciate that.